You're listening to SBS News.
This is the sound of humpback whales calling out to each other in Glacier Bay, a national park on the southeast tip of Alaska where the whales come for the summer. During a normal year, this would be the height of the tourist season, and the whales would be hearing this. That is a single small boat going through the water, recorded on a submerged hydrophone in Glacier Bay. The unprotected waters around Alaska's nearby capital of Juneau would be bustling with such boats.
I sit here and I turn it down all the time, but the whales can't turn it down.
Chris Gabriel is a biologist with the National Park Service, and for the last year she researched whale calls without the backdrop of tour boats. Chris found that the whales of Glacier Bay started making different types of calls and over greater distances. She has published her findings with Professor Michelle Fournet at Cornell University.
In a quiet environment, they can actually hear each other from a greater distance away. And in a year where you have a lot of calves and the moms, you know, need food, we saw them actually seeming to spend more time apart.
As a lonely seaplane flies over Juneau, there is a heated debate about the tourist industry. Over 50% of the city's revenues come from visitors, specifically the giant cruise ships that bring more than 1 million people to the town a year and dwarf the nearby buildings when they dock.
I can have flights of 7 helicopters going over my house every 15 minutes from 8 in the morning until 8 at night.
Carla Hart, an anti-cruise activist, tried to pass a ballot measure this year to limit the size and timings of cruise ships docking in Juneau. The business community worked hard to keep it from even being considered, and succeeded.
Okay, 1259.
On the main road across from the cruise docks, Laura Martinson owns a shop full of locally made arts and crafts. She put a sign in her window opposing the proposed ballot measure, though with the streets so empty, there were few around to see it.
We are the capital city, but we are a tourist town. And if you take away the tourists, we don't get to survive.
In a rare show of bipartisanship, lawmakers in Washington, D.C. passed an exemption allowing the cruise ships to return to Alaska by bypassing a federal requirement to first stop in Canada. A huge win for business owners like Laura and Dan Sullivan, one of the state's U.S. senators.
A lot of people thought, you know, it's never easy to pass a bill. And the Canadians certainly didn't think we could do it. And we did it. And now we want, if you ever thought about coming to Alaska, now is your time.
Back in Glacier Bay, Chris Gabriel is starting up her boat to go observe humpback whale behavior as part of her research. We were invited to take a ride along.
Oh, here he is, just on our left. Just based on their behavior, I think they're feeding rather than like traveling to a different area or other kinds of behavior they would do.
Chris photographs the whales and can recognize individuals based on the markings on their fins. And while in the cold mist of the bay, you get a sense for the vast space the whales live in and how important the environment is to them.
So we're looking at these whales and they're about a quarter mile apart, but are they in acoustic contact and do they consider themselves to be together? Whereas, you know, for us it would be, we'd have to be right next to each other to think we're socializing. They live in a whole different world and sound is a big part of it.
In Juneau, we met with another researcher, Heidi Pearson, who is studying stress levels in the whales. She and her colleagues have used 2020 as a baseline year and are hoping to make comparisons when the cruise ships start returning.
So we take a small sample of blubber, which is fat. Just generally speaking, higher stress hormone levels, higher cortisol levels, means that the animal is more stressed, which just like in humans, can lead to deleterious health outcomes. So we're looking to see if the stress levels might be lower during this quiet time during the pandemic.
Although her findings won't be reported until the end of the year, Heidi is already noticing changes in the behavior of the whales she observes.
We actually heard them calling from above the surface, and I had never heard that before in Juneau, these social calls, and it just really struck me that, you know, this is really a special time for these whales.